This is Barry Mack from Irish Radio Australia. On the line we have singer-songwriter who mixes traditional Irish folk with contemporary lyrics to deliver social commentary on the positives and negatives from arising from Ireland's society. It's Damien Dempsey. Damien, lovely to have a chat with you.
Hello, Barry. How are you doing?
Going very well. And yes, indeed, we're looking forward to your visit to Australia.
I can't wait myself. It's been like 2014 was the last time, so it's been 3 years. I missed the place badly, you know, I really do, because I've been down to Australia about 8 times, you know, so this is the longest I've gone without going down, so I can't wait.
So you're a frequent visitor, yes, indeed.
I am indeed, yeah, I love the place, I have to say. I loved it. First moment I got there, I loved it straight away.
Do you think, I think the Irish have a bit of a connection with the Australians, huh?
Definitely, yeah, there's a similar sense of humour, isn't there, you know? It really is, you know? I found that even coming through customs, like, coming into the country, it was just friendly and good old banter, you know, and I felt at home straight away, you know?
Well, Damien, we're fortunate that the Australians love the Irish, and I think it's vice versa as well, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you live in Ireland full-time?
I do. I live here in Dublin now. I'm in North Dublin now at the moment, and it's just past 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. here, so I'm going to go out for a swim now. The tide is up at 9 o'clock, so I'll have a swim in the Irish Sea now, and that'll wake me up, you know.
Really? You're going out for a swim? You're mad.
Yeah.
You're mad.
It's probably the warmest time of year now to swim here, but I swim all year round, you know, so this is like bath water now at the moment.
That's fantastic. That's really good. You're a great ambassador for Ireland. You really get around a bit, don't you?
Yeah, I try to get out and travel. I just love it. I have the travelling bug, Barry, you know, so I just love meeting new people and new cultures and, you know, talking to people and learning from different people around the world, you know. It's just, I have an inquiring mind, I suppose, you know, so you just learn so much from travelling, I suppose, and just love meeting new people, you know.
Well, and you've got a new album out called Soul Sun. How did that one come about, Damien?
Yeah, it's kind of the sun that shines from within, you know. And I've been doing a lot of, the last few years, you know, a lot of yoga, meditation and into the sea and stuff like that. So I'm sort of getting a bit sort of more spiritual as I get a bit older, you know. But and the album is... See, there's a bit of a vacuum here, Barry, you know, with all the scandals in the Catholic Church and the people, you know, have been kind of pushed away from spirituality and, you know, so I'm just telling them don't let that stuff push you away, you know.
It's very sad. It's just they seem to have shot themselves in both feet. It's just awful, but, you know, hopefully we'll get over it in time.
Hopefully we'll have a bit of luck, you know. I think they need to let women be priests and say mass, and they need to let their priest marry, you know. And I think they should use traditional Irish music in the church, you know, instead of all the old hymns. I think that'd be good. If they want to get people back, that's what they should do, you know.
Well, it'll add a bit of character and a bit of locality to the sermons that they preach. It'll be part of the community then, won't it? Makes sense.
That's it. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It should be like a party, I think, you know. It'd be for an hour a week. It should be like a session. You know, it should be great music going and people singing and playing and dancing. You know, it should be a celebration, you know, every week.
It's my party and I'll cry if I want to.
Yeah, that's it.
So you're appearing on the 14th of September in the Flaming Gala in Brisbane. That's great. On the 15th of September, Prince Band Room in Melbourne. You're really getting around. The 16th of September, the Manning Bar here in Sydney. And the 17th of September, Badlands in Perth. You're going to do a hell of a lot of travelling in the short time that you're here.
Yeah, I'll be more time in the air than in the airports, I suppose. But I have a few days off, I think, in Sydney before, so I'll try and get in for a few swims. Get some barramundi into me, you know. I love the old barramundi.
Absolutely. We have a wonderful place. The weather here is fantastic, mate. You will love it. Great swimming weather, and obviously you're a swimmer. I just wanted to ask you about this, one of the songs on your album, Pretty Bird Tree.
That's a great old song that I heard from a man who actually played with me on a few shows, LJ Hill. He's part Irish, part Aboriginal, and part Cherokee, and he looks like Geronimo, you know. And just when I heard this man singing this great old song, I thought I had to do it, and now people here in Ireland are picking up on LJ, and, you know, it's just a song that transports you, it takes you somewhere, the song, you know, it's a real journey, and it's like a great imagery, and it's like watching a movie. So I felt I had to sing that song, you know.
Yeah, you put a lot of heart and soul into your stuff, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. Every 110%, you know. But I think the more you put in, the more you get out, you know.
And the more everybody else gets out as well, mate. A lot of people get very happy with the songs that you do. It's lovely. A lot of real life and real feeling is the impact of the song that you play most of the time that you sing. And I tell you what, your voice is it's fantastic.
Oh, thanks very much. I've been working on that, yeah.
Well, whatever you're doing, keep on doing it, because it is. I've been listening to you quite a few albums. How many albums do you have these days?
Soulson is the seventh studio album now.
There you go, that's great.
But I got an operation there on the sinuses. My septum was deviated, you know. I used to box like years ago, just for self-defense. But the septum was over here, so I've gotten an operation now where I can breathe now too. I can close my mouth and breathe, so it's really helping the singing, a more rounded voice and that, you know. But as you know, what you learn, you know, you just learn to. I think there's great longevity in music, and you're always learning from people you meet on the road. And so it's a big, every day's a school day, I suppose, you know yourself.
Indeed, and the songs will be around. You mentioned boxing. I was never a very good boxer, but I was a bloody good runner.
Well, you probably haven't got a deviated septum, you know.
No, I'm trying to give that up.
I wasn't so fast at running, you know, so I have to do the boxing.
Well, there you go, stand and fight. Well done. I'm so glad that you survived for the rest of mankind. We can listen to you and enjoy your performances. We're very happy that you come out. You're a very popular fellow out here. I've actually spoken to you years ago when you were here, a brief time.
Actually, I remember, but yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Some people have trouble forgetting me, usually.
You know. That's
right. So you've come from... I hope I pronounce this right. Donaghmede, is it? Is that how you say it?
Donaghmede, yeah. Not Dublin, yeah. That's
Dublin.
Sure.
And what is it about the Dublin people? Music seems to be in their DNA. I haven't yet to meet a Dublin person who can't sing or talk baloney. Excuse
yeah,
me.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. We have a bit of Barton Blarney here. But I think people came to Dublin from, you know, all over Ireland, you know, for work and that, you know. So you have all these different songs and stories coming in, and it's just a big melting pot for people from all over the country to sing song, you know. I always remember getting together, you know, the people at the weekend, we always get together and sing in other people's houses, you know, or their own house, and no instruments now, but people are just, everyone had a party piece, you know, and it was wonderful. I used to love it. I'd sit under the table and I'd just see all the feet tapping, you know. And you'd look up from under the table and there'd be heads, you know, thrown back and eyes closed and people just singing their hearts out. And that was always a huge thing when I was a kid. It's not so much anymore, but it's still there. The sing song is still there. And I try and tell people, never let the sing song go, you know, because it's a real link to our history, you know, our Gaelic history.
You're making me homesick.
No, I bring it everywhere I go. I bring the sing song and people love it from all around the world, you know. I can get a song out nearly anybody, or a poem, or a, you know, or a little story, or a joke, or something, you know.
That's right. Well, I mean, singing is poetry is singing in motion, isn't it? Really?
Absolutely, big time, yeah.
No, that's good. No, Ireland is renowned for its lovely pubs and it's sing song and it's a great way to get a spring in your step. Go and have a beer and if you can possibly sing, get up and sing and make a damn fool of yourself. Who the hell cares?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. But some of the best songs I've heard sing, I've heard sang have been by people with cracked out of tune voices, you know, but they sang from the heart, you know. They told the story of the song and it was better than a trained voice sometimes, you know, and they all cracked out of tune voice, you know, but if you sing from the heart.
Yeah,
if you have the passion, it'll carry the song.
Absolutely. I was in Dublin there last year and I was going through the Moore Street actually, and there's an old bloke there singing, and he actually had a CD and I bought a CD. It's just the nicest, yeah. It's real music, you know, real heartfelt music.
Brilliant, great.
So,
Moore
Street,
yeah, good
house, but. Have you any siblings, anybody else can sing like you in your place, in your house?
We all sing, you know, I mean, my brothers, two brothers and father, they'd all sing at the party, and my mother sing a song, you know. Everybody sings, you know. The younger children now, you know, my brother's children, they've been forced to have a party piece as well, you know. So and they play a bit of whistle and fiddle and that, so everybody has a role in the sing song. So, yeah, we all do a bit, thank God.
Yeah, music is it's like another language. It really lifts the spirit. If you didn't like music, you don't belong on this earth. I think it's just a...
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's like one of the few spiritual things in the physical world. The free lounges that you can get, free beer and wine, and that's all free. I'd be afraid of that, you know.
It's free, but the cost can be high sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You don't want to be stumbling on stage, you know. So I stay out of them places.
I always ask people when I'm having a chat with them about the highlight of their career. I'm sure you've got many highlights. Can you remember one highlight of your very long and very good career? Very interesting.
I suppose when someone comes up and says, you know, you saved me life. That song saved me life. You know, I was on a really bad path, you know, and that got me back on the good path. Stuff like that, and then singing with your heroes, you know, doing an album with Barney McKenna and John Sheen, and singing with Shane McGowan and Christy Moore, you know, doing a gig with Christy Moore. And when you meet these people and are genuine fans of your music, I suppose, you know, that makes all the criticism sort of just fade into obscurity, I suppose.
Isn't it lovely when a person in your business actually likes what you do as well, and vice versa? It's a lovely thing. So you do a lot of collaboration with other people in the business?
I haven't done that much, really. You know, I recorded with Shane McGowan and like I said, Barney McKenna and John Shane from the Dubliners, and Sinead O'Connor as well. So yeah, I suppose I've done a bit with some of my heroes, you know. So that's been great. On the new album, we have Imelda May, the great Dublin singer, and Dido as well as on the new album. A nice old song about West Clare, you know. We have some nice female influence on the new album.
Well, that's very important. You know, it's very, very important. Listen, mate, lovely having a chat with you, and we're really looking forward to listeners. We're listening to Damien Dempsey. He's coming along very, very soon to Australia, to our shores, to do some shows. Lovely to have a chat with you, and look forward to catching up with you when you get here again.
Thanks very much, Barry, for talking to me, and I'll see you in Sydney, and we'll blow the roof off the place.
All right, man, you take care, and thanks for taking the call and having this chat.
Thanks very much, Barry. Nice to talk to you.
Cheers, mate. Cheers. Thanks, Damien. Bye-bye.
Thanks, buddy. Take care.
Well, there you go. That's Damien Dempsey on Irish Radio Australia. And we're going to play a song by Damien very, very shortly. And you'll enjoy his music. Do stay tuned. This song is on Damien's new album from Soul Sun called Beside the Sea.
To the sea. just you and me, 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 just you and me.
Damien Dempsey. Look out for Damien, he's a great talent. And do stay tuned to Irish Radio Australia. You can check my website and get more information on Damien or quite a few other shows if you're interested. This is Barry Mack, signing out.